What's up, folks? Welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. I am joined with Big Lou Valentino, baby. Big Lou. Hey.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Valentino. We're going to be talking about some issues here, folks. Leave the World Behind. Leave the World Behind. The very controversial Netflix movie that's out right now. The predictive programming, the alleged. We have to say that, Lou. Alleged. Predictive programming that's happening within the movie. There's a lot of conspiracy theories going nuts. And I often wonder, was this not on purpose just to get everyone riled up? Are they having fun with this? Because it's so obvious from what I hear. Now, I'll be the first to admit I have not seen this movie yet. Everyone else is telling me to see it. I just had my fingers on the pulse so long. I'm like, okay, what's new? You know, what's new? But folks, we're going to get into this and I'm going to play the trailer. But first, get your noble gold. It's time to get gold. Geopolitical tensions are escalating. Inflation is raging despite what they say. Stocks are sinking. Debt is rising. And your own financial future isn't looking too clever. Yet gold endures every crisis like the dollar. The dollars ago is about to go poof, gone. It's about to disappear. Wars, disasters, no calamity has beaten gold. While paper assets crash and burn, gold endures every time. You need to take a look at the gold standing in your portfolio. And right now, get a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open an IRA with Global Noble Gold Investments today. Golden Noble Gold Investments today and get started, folks. It's in the link down below. Big Lou, what's going on, man?
All is good. Good to be here. There's a lot going on. I'm excited to be here. I know you've been on my channel. We've spoken about a lot to come. A lot that we already spoke about is already happening. So things are moving. Things are moving really fast. So I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you're very charismatic. Your channel just exploded, dude. And I knew you would do it. You put out, how many videos a day are you putting out right now?
Right now, I'm just doing like about 2 live streams a day.
So I'm doing 3 a week. You're doing 2 a day. Maybe I need to get on your fucking schedule.
Since I got demonetized, when I was monetized, I was hitting the algorithm better. I would do more videos. And now I'm just doing straight live streams like you, but I'm just breaking it down maybe 1 a day or 2 a day. But I'm definitely trying to live stream every day.
That's huge. Yeah. But man, I mean, more power to you, brother. I mean, I'm good with 3 a week and I put up some interviews here and there. Maybe I should get on your schedule, but you've always been like an interesting case because you were really, for all intents and purposes, you were on the other side of the fence for a while. Like you were actually, and I'm going to say, whenever we say, let's just say Mr. T. All right. That's what I'm doing.
Mr.
for my channel.
T.
Mr. T. I pity the fool, but like you did not like Mr. T. You were all BLM. Am I right in saying this?
You're 100% right. Growing up in New York, growing up in the Bronx, New York, at least, we aren't really politically, like, we don't even know who's running, you know,
anything.
The streets out there. Like, it's kind of, you know what I'm saying? Like, so in my opinion, like, I really didn't know much about politics, but, you know, I would say throughout my teenage years, I was definitely abducted, you know, with this mentality of like, yo, like, Mr. T is bad. All Republicans are bad. These people don't want you to be poor. They want you out the country. So with this mentality of like this white supremacy, like, that's what happened. I got like, they got me with that. And so throughout my life, I kind of, you know, in 2016 was the first time I was eligible to vote. I wanted to vote for that. They got me so much. I wanted to vote for Bernie Sanders. That's how bad it was.
Yeah.
I didn't even like Hillary because a lot of the kids back then, they didn't like Hillary either.
Going with the consensus in your neighborhood.
And until recently, you know, in about, you know, almost going on 2 years now, doing some research and running into videos. You know what I'm saying? You run into these videos and you run into these people spitting these facts. You can't run away from it. You run into Candace Owens, who you are supposed to hate as a minority because allegedly she wants to be this white woman, blah, 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 all these different things that they lead you to believe until you listen to these people. And then what I did was I started listening. So now at 26, I just became more of a listener and I started adapting. Like, okay, cool. This is the real truth. This is the truth. He's not some white, you know, maniac trying to eliminate all minorities. That's not the case. Right. Actually, he's just trying to put America first. And I'm American. I should be proud of that. And I think the overall consensus that I would say to close it out, it would be a lot of people my age and lower are just not proud to be American. I think you could be proud to be America, American and America first, understanding that your government and these decisions historically have had effects in other countries that have been negative. Yes, our government, our three-letter agencies, let's just leave it like that. They haven't done the best, but that doesn't mean you should hate America and those people who serve America. So I love America. So
are you Hispanic or Latino?
Listen, everybody thinks I'm black, white, bro.
So I don't know what you are. What are you?
So I'm Dominican and Puerto Rican. So Dominican and Puerto Rican. So I would say Dominicans mostly are descendants, obviously, of Africans and Spaniards and Taino Indians. My father's heavily Taino through his bloodline. So I'm about 33% black. You already right, know.
So basically, like when you first came out of the closet with this, yes, were you? Sir. I bet you were just hated on. Had to be.
Well, I'm still hated on because you got so a lot of people call me out. I've seen TikToks. They stitch my video. They're like, look at this guy trying to be white, trying to be America first.
So they condemn you without even trying to understand you or like listen to your position.
Yeah absolutely. Dude. Like they have their position. They're 1,000% on Biden or Democrats or a liberal lifestyle. And I just think that's false. I think a lot of the people that are Hispanic, right? You got Mexicans, you got wherever you're from, right, which is like South America, anywhere in South America or in the islands or wherever you come from, a lot of us have a conservative upbringing, right? We're more conservative than we are liberal, and we relate more to conservatives than we do liberals. We just really vote liberal. I don't know why. We just start giving them our vote.
Trained that way. It's like you're trained that way.
So you got 85%, right? So in the Bronx, you got 95% of black people and 85 to 90% Hispanics voting for Biden. I mean, that's crazy. Like
without any thought in it or nothing. Just and
a lot of promise. He must have promised something crazy, or people just were brainwashed to the point that if you don't vote, if you vote for Biden or if you vote for Trump, that he will take away, all these benefits. Right.
Benefits and programs to help out.
Benefits and programs. Yeah. They lead you to believe that all Republicans want to get rid of all of them and all these different things.
Me personally, both sides of the aisle are guilty. I consider myself a free thinker. I do back Mr. T 100% because he's not within me, the establishment. Now, I feel like, yeah, he is back, but he is in that party, but he had to run for a party,
absolutely.
Yeah. I just feel
and
like,
and I'm not defending that. What I'm defending is the free thinking. Cause if you think that one party is your worst enemy, that's the issue. That's the issue I have. Cause I'm like, whoa, there could be some base people on both parties, but you have to really look for them. But sometimes it's just not the case right now. Right now, the case is that some of these people just are red, and a lot of the people that are red are rhinos. So you got to be careful, right?
They're wolves in sheep clothing.
So once again, when you make people believe that this guy is such a threat, and this guy is going to do harm, I think that that's what makes people really vote and think a certain way. And I've just had it with that. Because even if I don't vote for Trump or I don't like Trump, I have to be very fair and honest about Trump. I think people are just lying now, like about what he didn't do.
What's your thoughts on RFK?
He was on that plane, so I don't know.
That's plane. What I say too.
He was on the plane with the guy. And
a lot of guys were on it, though. I mean, that doesn't mean they went to the island, but I mean, yeah, they're besides Mr. T. I just see they're all opposition, bro. I just, that's the way I look at it, but. I mean, for me personally, I'm a free thinker. I have some liberal views. I have some conservative views, fiscally conservative. But there's a lot of liberal stuff that I'm on board with. You know, like it's just the way it is. And I think a lot of people are that way. I lean, you know, they'll try to label me whatever way they want, which is extreme hard right. I'm not. There's a lot of liberal views I have, and I'm sure are you now more middle of the road?
I'm more now middle of the road. There's obviously I've had clashes with my base. I'm famously known for having clashes on live with people that love me and I love them back. Doesn't mean I hate them, but we have some things that we just don't agree on. You know what I'm saying? And I think they have been blinded by the right as well on some things that I think that I was blinded on by the left. So it kind of goes vice versa. And I think a lot of people see that I'm coming from the other side. They expect me to be this blind person that the moment that they don't agree with me, they're like, oh, well, that's because you don't get it because you were just over there. Like, no, I just think that's just common sense. So I think you have, and I don't think there's a liberal. I think it's just common sense view. People say it's liberal because the right doesn't really agree with it, but it's like the back the blue stuff. Like I grew up with cops weren't our friends. cops were there to protect the community, but most of the time they were just targeting people. And I just hard for people to believe that. Like, oh, like you're just being a victim. I don't think so. Like people were just being targeted, and there was certain
what's
rules
your thoughts
and
on what's
there.
Your thoughts on auditing cops?
I love it. I think some people find it annoying, but I love it. I think if you have to make sure these cops do. Look, when did we start trusting the system, right? Like out of nowhere, you're easily now seeing how a system can be. Damn, I forgot, Mr. T. A system can be manipulated, right? A system can be manipulated. Maybe people that were complaining about the system before aren't victims. Maybe that's just the way the system was being manipulated. So it's something to take a look at. I think it's woken America up as a whole. Like, yo, like, first of all, you thought that people were just lying about this? No, people are being dead serious. If they want you, they will get you. And that's just the way it works.
So let me ask you this. What are you seeing on your channel? Because your channel is growing really big, and I'm proud of you, man. I really am proud of you.
Thank you, man.
What are you seeing? Have you just absorbed more of a conservative following, or did you absorb people that are switching over? Are you absorbing the left? Like, well, what are you seeing? Do you have a lot of left on your channel?
I love that question because it's so crazy. You know, first of all, I have a majority 65 plus. So the people that watch me, 25% of them are 65 plus.
25% or
25%. And 22% are 55 to 45.
Wow. So, that's about like my channel, bro.
Yeah. So we got a grown fan base. Like we got a grown base of
they
supporters.
See it. They're a lot wiser. They're more mature. Yes. But what's your demographic for youth?
So
I would imagine you have a big youth following. I mean, you're young.
I don't know if it's 25 to 35, but I have a big, that'll be the third one, which is in between. But I would say, look, it's so crazy because I have these panels. What I do is I go live and I break down topics, boom, boom, boom. And then I have people come on to a panel where we can all connect with each other. And if you look at it, it's old, it's young, it's mid-range, it's white, it's black. Like I've had the most diverse, and I'm not trying to it's all about diversity. No, it just shows that America connects when you just do things the way I've been doing them, which is by bringing people up and giving people a voice. And sometimes it could backfire. Sometimes it could be. But I would say that, you know, I got a lot of people who are already made up their mind. And I got a lot of people who are making up their mind. And I got a lot of people who are in between. They like Trump. They like Mr. T. But then they're like, I don't know. But you're making me really open my eyes on this topic. And then they have some things that they can send me that will have me open my eyes. So a lot of us are just really focused on 2024. What's to come? Because a lot of us have the same type of questions, which is, are we going to make it there? So exactly. I think a lot of us connect. We all connect because of that. And I think it brings us to that topic of, you know, this, I wouldn't say predictive programming, because I don't want to say that that's what their intention was. But this movie right here was made and executive produced. Right. So, you know, what are they trying to tell us? There's also another movie coming out that is about a civil war in the United States of America, produced by Michael Bay. People should take a look at that. That's coming up.
Yeah,
next.
And see. So here is, folks, this is, we have to state it like this. It's a theory. Like, this is there's no fact behind that. We are saying that allegedly they have to, I got to play the game, Lou. Allegedly they have to show you what they do before they do it. That's the way they avoid karma. And that's the way they karma coming back to them. So if you don't do anything about it, it's your karma. So basically in this, I have not seen this yet, but I'm going to show the trailer right now. And allegedly, oh boy, there are so much occult symbolism in this movie and predictive programming. It's off the charts more than I've ever seen. It's so obvious from what I'm hearing. And I'm going to watch this movie tonight and give my own synopsis. But Lou, I'm going to play it right now. You tell me once it's done what you saw in this, and I'm going to give you what I've heard is in this. And I've heard 666, a hidden QR code, obey NASA, you know, two people with a shirt, one saying obey, the other person having a NASA shirt. When they came together, it says obey NASA. I don't trust NASA. I mean, this stuff is just off the charts.
I want you to take a look real quick before we do play this to show the crowd that I just remember how I said that there's a movie called Civil War coming out. If you go down to the bottom right there, it says Civil War official trailer came out 3 hours ago. It's right
there.
Where's
this? Where's this?
Yeah, go down, go down, down.
Oh, there it is, right here.
Yep.
Boom.
So that's next.
Wow.
That's next. I'm telling you, I don't know what this is, what they're trying to do, man, but I just think it's just crazy. But you know.
And folks, this will be edited. You could also get it on Lou Valentino's channel and my channel. My stuff is always edited, but all right, so let's play this. Let's play this trailer for a sec. Can you hear it, Lou?
Now nah, you gotta unmute it.
Oh. Right now? I went online this morning and I rented us a beautiful house out by the beach. I figured if I made the reservation and packed our bags, it would eliminate most of the reasons to say no.
Oh, this is nice. Kiss looks so happy.
The Wi-Fi isn't working. Get a pad.
I'm so sorry to bother you, but this is our house.
This is your house?
We were driving back to the city, then something happened.
You want to stay here, but we're staying here.
We need to get them out of here.
I need to think everything's gonna be okay.
Everything is gonna be okay, isn't it?
We are seeing ongoing cyber attacks across the country.
Something is happening, and I don't trust them.
Everything I know, I have told.
I don't believe you.
I would do anything to protect my family. What you do.
Bro, I cannot believe what we're watching here. This is unbelievable what we're seeing. What I'm watching. You watched the whole
chills.
Thing, right?
I got the chills when CNN thing came up about the cyber attack. I got the chills because just the other day we got a Chinese cyber attack. So yeah. Crazy.
Who is your business?
Get in the car right now!
Right there. So you saw all those Teslas? So there's a specific scene in the movie, and I don't want to ruin it for you, but I think a lot of people probably already saw it. And if you didn't see it, spoiler alert, David Nino voice. You got right all there. The Teslas during the cyber attack, right? All the Teslas begin to lose it, and they all begin to run and ram the road. They all begin to compile up on each other and block all the roads. So they're constantly just all leading to the same spot. Crashing behind each other, all the Teslas heading and hitting each other. So all the electric cars just started blocking the road.
Didn't Elon come out and make a statement on this?
I'm not. Honestly, I've been waiting for his statement on this. If he has made a statement, let me know. But I haven't seen a statement on this, which is kind of crazy.
You know, it's like a hit against Elon, right? I mean, if you think
I would legitimately, you know, the way, you know, people are reacting to this, I think they're definitely scared to buy Teslas now.
This is crazy.
Get in the car right now.
Haven't you been picking up on what's going on out there?
Whatever it is, it's happening to all of us.
No.
I just want to know what is the truth.
Wow.
Yep. I can't wait to watch the Civil War one. Oh, my God. But that was that crazy or what?
It's obvious, man. I mean, they're telling you before they do it. And they've been doing this forever, though, but it used to be more subtle. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, it used to be a lot more subtle. You know what I mean? Like, now it's blatantly in your face. Yeah. So the thing that really gets me, too, is the QR code that was shown in this movie. You saw that, right?
Yes.
So if you push, scan the QR code, doesn't it take you to, like, some amusement park?
Well, I haven't tried the QR code. Now, I was on TikTok. I know a lot of people are not a big fan of TikTok. It depends on your algorithm. But I saw a lot of people talking about the QR code. But I haven't tried it myself. I'm not touching that. I'm not even going
to
try
it. That's a good point. What does it do to your – that's a good point.
Last thing I want to do is try to figure out anything. Next thing you know, they're tracking our phones or doing something.
I think you're right about that. Wow, man, I didn't even think about that. I haven't even seen this yet.
They bait people in. You got to be careful. I try to, you know, be careful with how they bait you in. I think this is just a big bait. You know, I think that obviously, 2 days ago, there was a Chinese hackers hacking United States infrastructure, right? And this is not a legend. This is real story. You could search this up anywhere, all certified articles that speak about this. But the mainstream media took a backseat on this. I don't know why they took a backseat on the fact that China is trying to, you know, attack our cyber, you know, structure. And so the fact that that happened and this movie is trending worldwide, I just thought that was a massive wake-up call for a lot of individuals that don't do politics. I've noticed that there's a lot of people on TikTok right now talking the same language we're talking, and a lot of them are liberals. A lot of them are progressive liberals, and they're noticing that, hey, something weird is executively produce a movie like this, and then the next day we got some type of, you know, Chinese cyber attack.
Let's think for a second on the timeline here, because this movie just came out, and the timeline, if they were to do this, if something like this were to happen, folks, let's just hypothetically speaking, if something like this just were to happen, it seems to me like it would have to happen sooner than later. Like I'm not looking at November of next year. I'm thinking about by this time next year, we can already be in the shit. So yeah. I've had guests on my show, you know, Juan O'Savin, many others, Scott Bennett, many people on my shows come out and talk about how an event could happen, an event that would stop the process of us or whatever. And what could it be? Well, looks like an EMP, a cyber attack, something like that could happen. What's your thoughts on that?
Well,
I mean, it would have to happen sooner than later.
Well, in the movie, it speaks about the three stages of destabilizing a country, which is you attack the infrastructure, you confuse people. They don't know who the enemy is, right? Because in the movie, there was a certain note that the kid picked up because there was a plane flying over.
They were dropping leaflets, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then it was, I don't know if it was Korean or Chinese. I don't know what it was, but they were confused because they didn't know who was the person, who was the military attacking or whatever. But Mahershala Ali, who is, he's a brilliant actor, by the way. He's the lead actor with the black daughter and the black dude with the white family. He comes back to the house. He just begins to drop these gems. Because I was the one that he was like hands-on and trying to tell people a realistic side of what can happen. And he was just saying like, yo, this is how a country gets destabilized. You turn people against each other because they don't know who the enemy is. They don't know who attacked them. And America has created so many enemies. So I do think that that's one of the pluses of this film is the fact that it does kind of confirm that, hey, we're not tripping. We're not crazy for thinking this way. Now they're making movies about this. You know, they're
better to blame, and who better to blame than China? I mean, you know where I'm going with this, and I can't say I'm fluffed to, but who better to blame to use as a proxy than China?
Well, I think that's a great point. I just think that, you know, the destabilization of America coming in, right? And allegedly, right? Because I don't know if that's the plan, but I would say that it looks like it's all headed to that date. Headed toward that date.
Now, I heard there was a number in there. Did you pick it up? 9-6?
Yes.
Tattoo that said 9-6?
There was also a 6-6 and an extra 6 there as well, which is kind of crazy. And obviously, the NASA Obey was really a big thing. And the Teslas was a big thing. But the ending, a lot of people weren't happy about it. I don't want to tell people how it ended, but the ending wasn't good. But the ending was, to me, in my opinion, a symbolic way of how Americans and the rest of the world kind of deals with everything that's going on today, which is, hey, I just want to watch my show. I just want to watch a show. I kind of want to escape and go watch Friends.
And now I heard there was a lot of symbolism in this or predictive programming in this, because Matthew Perry passes away and all this one, I think a little girl, right? All she wanted to do was watch the last episode of Friends, which she never got to do. Why is there any, there's a lot of correlation there with Matthew Perry just passing away and Friends.
Yeah. So that's how the movie ends, where she just clicks on the TV. She goes to a neighbor's house, and the neighbor has a bunker in the basement. And this bunker is full of everything you possibly need in a situation like this. And when she goes in there, she sees the DVD of Friends, and she's like, finally, I got to watch it. Meanwhile, there's like chaos breaking throughout New York. And she's just like, boom. I mean, everybody's looking for her, but she's just in the house watching Friends. She clicks the remote, and that's how it ends. So she finally got to see how it ends. But to me, the symbolism behind that is, in my opinion, she turns into everybody, which is a morph of all of us when we are just like done with life. And I think a lot of us are in that place where we're just so tired of hearing about it. We're so tired of hearing about this, this, that, and the third. We need a distraction, because
cognitive dissonance, putting your head in the sand.
Yep. And she just kind of did the same thing. She kind of just went to go watch the show. She was like, whatever, I just want to watch my show. So it's kind of like this programming that it's already here. Like, it's already happening to all of us. Because a lot of people, once again, I tried to break the news of this China, the cyber attack and all these different things. It's like, nobody is talking about that. And even if whatever it is that you believe, whether it was China or not, whatever that you believe, you still are not addressing that, hey, this happened. So I think it's been happening to us. And I think if something like that in that movie were to happen, I just think that a lot of us are not going to be prepared. Kevin Bacon, he started in like the second half of the movie. He was like the star, because he was the guy with the house that was prepping. He was the prepper. He had the gun. He had the food, the canned foods. He had it. And they went to his house to go get help, because the son, which is another big scene in the movie that a lot of people are using a lot of correlation, how the son, he got bit by I don't know what it was, but he got bit by a bug, and then he just began to throw up. He began to lose his teeth. So a lot of people are like, yo, that means something. I don't really know what that means yet, but I know that they tried to go to Kevin Bacon's house, and they know that he was the prepper. So I think that preppers and the paranoid only survive. Only the paranoid survive. And that's how I feel. And also, for my last breakdown of this movie, I just think that like, it was so realistic to me, because I was like, man, this is how it would happen, huh? Like, people scrambling all over the place.
Dude,
right?
Chaos.
People, like, this is how it would happen. And I live in New York, so I know that this is how it would happen. People running everywhere, people trying to, you know, take stuff from others. It's already kind of happened before, like with hurricanes and storms and some type of blackouts that we've had in New York, where people just run wild for like a few, and then the lights come back on, and then people, and obviously in 2020, where people are just looting, right? We saw what chaos already looked like, kind of. Now, what if the internet goes out? What if you can't call nobody? What if you don't know what's going on? How will people react? And I just don't think people will have the best reaction. So I think the paranoid survive, in the sense of they're the ones that are prepping for stuff like this.
Think about the Hunger Games, which I think was a lot of predictive programming in that movie as well, Hunger Games. And then, there you go. Exactly.
Bro. You got to be ready, bro. You got to be. Hey, shout out to all my preppers out there, because I think that that's what this movie really meant. I made a lot of people ready unintentionally, because I think he was trying to race bait. And also, because in the movie, you know, Mahershala Ali and his daughter, they were in the bed because they were in the basement because they had to let the family sleep in their home. And she was like, well, when all of this goes down, why should you trust white people? We should not trust white people. So I do think there was
in the movie they say this.
Yeah, in the movie they said that.
Wow.
In the movie, it kind of got and they had Julia Roberts acting like some type of, I would say she's the R word, if you know where I'm going with this. I wouldn't say that she hates, you know, black people, but she was acting a certain way. Like, they had her portray a character of an older white woman who just doesn't like any
doesn't
other
trust race. Anything doesn't yeah
so. And I just think that, you know, that's just the way America is. So it does bring me to the civil.
This is just chaos. To me, this is just more stoking the fire, man.
Yep.
And I'm going to watch this. I'm going to watch it today, actually. But this is more stoking the fire of what's already there and really getting people on pins and needles now, bro. I mean, think about it. I've had so many people reach out to me about this flick. Like, so many people. I'm like, oh, I hate Netflix. I don't want to watch Netflix. But now I'm going to have to.
I just look. just be prepared. You know what I'm saying? Because it does, like I said, when you see certain scenes, it makes you like, ugh. Or it makes you, whoa. And it makes you, So it's a movie where you a lot of people, I was trying to catch up the whole time. I had to pause a couple times just to see, okay, huh? Why would, you know, I was asking myself a lot of questions, but then obviously you're hearing my perspective afterwards. And it's more like, oh, I'm just looking at the upside, but there was a lot of downside as to what can it do to citizens. The president, who is well-beloved, not well-beloved by a lot of people, but well-beloved by a lot of people as well, that guy is making a move. That's why I think this movie takes a turn for me, because if it was just another regular movie, I would have been
like, be careful
like,
what you say here, because he's very well-protected on FluffTube.
Okay, so I would just say that a lot of people will take a lot of people are taking serious what he says.
Yes.
Like they will take into consideration, hey, he's trying to warn us. He's blah, blah, blah. So a lot of people from all sides are looking at this movie in a very different, like there's a lot of different perspectives that, and I just think that TikTok is eating this movie up in a certain direction that I feel is not the best for America. And I think that the Civil War movie that comes next is, once again, You're lining it all up.
Who's are the producers of the Civil War movie? Do you know?
I think it's Michael Bay, if I'm not mistaken.
Michael Bay. That's coming. When is that coming?
That is coming. I'm not sure, but I know that the trailer just came out, so it should be coming soon. I don't know if it's going to be on Netflix or not, but it should be coming soon. Yeah, that's it right there. I don't know when it's coming, but it's coming.
It's coming. States have seceded.
Let's take a look at this. You want to?
Oh yeah, about to get the chills, baby. This is crazy. Look at that. Look how many views it already has.
United States Army ramps up activity.
The White House issued warnings to the Western forces as well as the Florida Alliance.
The three-term president assures the uprising will be dealt with swiftly.
Let me know if you want to try anything on.
Are you guys aware there's like a pretty huge civil war going on all across America?
We just try to stay out. With what we see on the news, seems like it's for the best.
Citizens of America,
the so-called Western forces of Texas and California
have suffered a very great defeat at the hand.
Wow, he looks like Newsom.
I don't know if you heard, but third term president was something that was thrown in the beginning.
Yes. Yeah. Oh.
Hands of the United States military.
Mr. President, do you regret the use of airstrikes against American citizens?
We're moving to D.C. today.
We need to go down there.
They shoot journalists on sight in the Capitol.
Every instinct in me says this is death.
What if...
Every time I survived the war song, I thought I was sending a warning home. Don't do this. But here we are.
There's some kind of misunderstanding here.
What?
Well, you're American, okay?
Okay. What kind of American are you? You don't know?
This is 4 hours ago. It's at almost 500,000 views already.
It's going viral right now. And because a lot of people are talking about it.
The Western forces will reach the White House on July 4th.
Oh my God.
Get in the car! Get in the car! Move, move, move!
You're gonna hang back.
I'm not hanging back.
One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Go, 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 go!
God bless America.
It's so crazy. I'm telling you, it's so wild. Like I'm looking right now at my Twitter, and there's a pro-Palestinian crowd blocking the highways in Los Angeles. So
right now,
yes, blocking the highways in Los Angeles right now, and it just looks like the movie. It looks kind of like, but I think I don't think it's already happening, but the signs are there already. As I just think that America is split, divided in many different categories at this point as to what people even define America as. Some people look at America as the enemy from within, right? Enemy. Some people love America, but look at the government like they're their enemy. So I don't know what this movie really is. I will have to watch it, but that looks insane. And it looks realistic. People tired of the government, maybe they're fighting back. I'm not sure. Or our government setting things up. I don't know. But it could go anywhere. It's just this is back-to-back movies heading into.
Yes, this is obviously heavy on America's consciousness, the world consciousness. And you got to think of this too. Think about this. All the illegal immigrants that are here, man, they will be, you know, can we say that maybe they will be activated?
I don't know if you saw Dick Durbin, Senator Dick Durbin.
Yes.
They want to, if they want a citizenship or stay in this country, they will have to serve in our military. Imagine.
Dick Durbin said that. Correct.
He actually said this. This is not false. This is actually something that a congressman said in the Congress floor, like in front of the world. So I don't know. Things are getting real weird.
Very weird. And as we come into 2024,
and I think that's the icing on the cake is going into 2024. That's kind of like what the theme is. It's, civil war or cyber attack or America falling apart. It's like, you guys have been producing this for how long? You guys are posting this where? Netflix? You guys are just, this is getting out of hand now. So that's how I think about it.
Thanks for joining me, man. I gotta say, man, I love that you've made the crossover and you're helping people wake up. You're a big name out on YouTube now, man. I give you a lot of praise. I'm real proud of you, bro. I'm really proud to see you kicking some ass.
I got a message. Look, for the people watching this, this is the way I look at it. And thank you for having me on. And we definitely close out with this one. I think that a lot of the people on the other side are very passionate people, especially the young ones. They're very passionate. If you look at what they're doing now, they're very passionate about this war in Israel and all these different things, right? They want to go out there, they want to protest, they want to make a difference, right? But they're being misguided. It's like misguided passion. And I think that was something for me because I want to make a difference. And I thought that by making a difference, it was standing up to Mr. T and Mr. T supporters. I just thought that was the way. I look at it as if we all were to look at life, like just take a step back and say, okay, how can we all come together and defeat the enemy from within, which would be spiritually speaking for me, and it'll be all of us coming together. So all the people that are passionate, you got to understand these kids are passionate. They're passionate. They're all 25 under. As I get older, I'm like, oh, I get that. I get where that person is coming from. They're trying to fight for all equality and all diversity, all these different things, but they just don't understand that that's being funded by people that don't even really like you. Moment that they understand that they're being funded by the machine that they're trying to fight or say they're fighting, they'll wake up.
Imagine if this movie, both of them, would have had a different spin. Now let's say chaos hit, a cyber attack hits, and then people united and started helping the community and they started growing gardens and like helping each other. That would have sent out a whole different intention unto humanity.
The theme of that movie was split, divide, two different Americas. And obviously people are gonna, and I want people to just understand this. That movie, it'll correlate and fall into the T supporters side. That's Mr. T supporters doing that. They're the ones that are so pro second A. They're the ones that want America split. They're the ones. So those movies, don't get it messed up. You go watch them, but realize that they're making them because of you. They think that you're going to do that to America. They think that you're going to up in arms America and try to go, because that's what J6 was. That's what people are trying to, if you look at some of the scenes in there, were about the Capitol, were about the president, these different things. So I just think that this certain programming that is happening allegedly in the world is to set up a certain type of event that you could point the finger, and they already have many different selections. They could, China, Mr. T supporters, Iran, They have so many different
options. The pie is so divided.
They have so many options as to who to point the finger to that they could get away with anything. So that's my last thought. Thank you for having me on, bro. You guys can go follow me at Lou Valentino on these live streams. You know, when David goes live, I'm always in there with the cup of coffee, seeing what he's going to talk about. And, you know, this is my OG right here, man. This is who I look up to. And definitely appreciate you. Definitely appreciate you lending your platform, man. You big, man. Like, you be having people on, be like, man, yeah, Eddie Bravo, Roseanne Barr, Cass Patel. This guy has had the best guests on, and he just motivates me to keep going. So I'm definitely following.
Well, I think you should be getting the same guests, and I'll be hooking you up as well. So, Lou, let's stay in touch. I'm always going to bring you on my channel. You're always welcome on my channel. And, folks, if you see this on Lou's channel, Nino's Corner on YouTube, David Nino Rodriguez. Lou, thank you, man. Thank you for
watching. Watch
coming
the
on.
Movie and text me after you watch
I'm going to, man. I'll text you right after. All right, brother. Take it easy, right, my brother. Man.
Yes, sir.